And sometimes I tell my wife, you know, she's like, look, I think I might want to see a movie. I said, no, I don't think I want to. I don't think, you know, I wouldn't want my kid to look at that and see those movies.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the same thing you said earlier about poetry. You can condition yourself by reading, by writing, by training, to eventually learn to write to suit yourself, or maybe someone else too. Same thing I think could happen with too much programming from the TV media, from your environment. You get to a place where you become computerized, and that is fed in there, and something snaps. I was trying to think of a passage in the Bible that relates to that, with respect to your neighbor or something. I don't recall now, offhand, but I think there's an old cliche, something like, you know him by the company you keep. We can use that as an example. I think basically there's something a little bit deeper. True enough, you might be known by the company you keep, but I mean, if you stay in that company too long, you become like your company that you keep.
So do you think possibly that there's a tendency in society to encourage this sort of thing once it gets going, maybe kind of like a snowball effect, it builds and builds? Do you think there's a lot of people would call today's society, specifically in America, a decadent society, or if it's not there already, it's moving in a decadent direction. Mm-hmm. You think that's so? You think we're heading towards some sort of decadence that encourages this low esteem for another person's rights?
I hope it's not, I don't think it's intentional. Should I say, it's not on our part. It's not on the part, I think, of you, of myself. Now, it might be outside for us.
Yeah.
There might be outside for us that might be encouraging this.
Yeah.
Because, see, something sticks in the back of my mind. That's why I say programming is something. And I don't know if you recall what I'm saying, or even know what I mean by outside for us. But there's a saying that was stated in Russia some time ago. It sticks in my mind when it comes down to a lot of things that are going on now. I think very few people even think about it anymore. I don't even think you remember that statement. You don't recall right now. You remember once I tell you. But it was something to the effect that we would be taken without a shot.
Yeah. I can't remember who exactly said it.
Yeah. I think, wasn't that Khrushchev?
Might have been.
I'm not sure if it's Khrushchev or whoever.
I know Khrushchev said, we will bury you.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's right. And it was something with respect to, if I remember correctly, because I remember reading it, it was something to the effect that without atomic wars and so on and so on. And it's a possibility. If we continue on the same map we're going at now. With our drug problems, with crime problems, with the low esteem for individuals' lives like you're talking about.
Another area that's interesting is the area of entertainment. How far can you go? Some people say, well, anything goes. You have the right to be entertained in any means you so desire. Is this moral or not? Is this right? Is this a contributing factor to the decay of a society, the fact that it is completely freewheeling?
Sure it is. What happened to Rome? So we learn from our experiences. We try to, even though in a lot of things I'm saying, I guess I'm guilty too. But everyone has a moral standard that is inherent within them. From the time they were born, things that were imparted to them from their parents, from their community, from school, from their church activities, or whatever the case may be. And that is the guiding light in every individual. So a person knows when he steps out of bounds. So I can't say that entertainment, whatever go, I mean, no, whatever entertainment you want, everything goes.